Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com. Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Now, your ideas don't have to wait. Now, they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Tech Stuff. My name is Chris Paulette, and I'm an editor at HowStuffWorks.com. Sitting across from me, as usual, is senior writer Jonathan Strickland.
Hey there!
So, I know it's kind of a personal question. Is your internet sort of, you know, clogged up? Could you use more fiber in your internet diet?
I'm sure I could. And Google, if you're listening, I would like some Google fiber.
Terrible, terrible jokes aside. And I really wanted to avoid it, but I couldn't. I'm weak. We're going to talk about Google Fiber, which, isn't a new breakfast supplement. It is, in fact, really, really fast internet. For those parts of the world that have pretty darn fast internet, this is really cutting edge. A lot of us here in the United States, where Google Fiber is operating, have even talking about broadband speeds, usually less than 5 megabits per second, certainly less than 10 megabits per second. And that's reasonably fast for a lot of applications.
Mine's faster than that, or at least the advertised speed is faster than that. The actual speed versus the advertised speed is also an issue. But yes, there are certain areas where you can get faster, but we're talking way faster than even that.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've talked about how South Korea and Iceland, among other places, have, you know, in the easily double digits, you know, 30 or 50 megabits per second.
Yeah.
But this is faster than that.
This is talking about a gigabit per second.
So 1,000 megabits per second.
Yeah, that's incredibly fast. Now, to really kind of get an idea about this, you have to go back a little bit. So, I dusted it off.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, we found it.
I was wondering what that big lump was under the sheet.
Yeah, the Stuff You Should Know guys left it in – it was weird. I don't know what they were doing, but they were in apparently 14th century Scotland. It was crazy. I think they were shopping for kilts. I could have told them that they needed to go to 17th century at the earliest. But anyway, found it. Let's get in the Wayback Machine.
Okay.
All right, after you. Okay, now I'm just going to set this to March 2010 here. And push the button, Frank. All right, now let's open the door.
You know, I don't remember that being so disorienting.
Deafening, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Amazing,
yes.
Yeah.
For a minute there, all I could hear was bagpipe music.
Well, that's... still some after effects from the Wayback Machine. So Google announced in March 2010 that they were going to do this. They were going to run fiber out to some community in the United States, and it would give speeds up to a gigabit per second. And the cities across the United States responded pretty enthusiastically, all wanting to many of them wanting to court Google to come there. So, let me just unroll this map here. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you see the state here. It's Kansas.
Yes.
Okay. Now you see this city here, Topeka.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know what Topeka did in order to try and get Google to come there?
Is that the city that renamed itself?
Google. Yes. They renamed themselves Google for a day.
Google, so, Kansas.
Google, Kansas. That's not a command. We're not asking you to go out and Google Kansas. That's what Topeka, Kansas renamed itself in order to try and tempt Google to choose that city for the test run of Google Fiber.
Yes, yes. And that's actually not too far from where they actually did decide to land.
Actually, we should probably get back to present day to talk about that.
All right. Hey, after this, you want to play some golf?
I was thinking of getting some Scotch eggs, you know, maybe some haggis, which is weird. All right, get back in.
All right. All right. Stop shoving.
It's tight in here, all right? It's all the sheep. All right, press the button. All right, so let's get back to our normal spaces here. It did actually, Google did choose a city not incredibly far from Topeka.
Mm-hmm.
The city chosen was Kansas City. Actually, two cities called Kansas City.
Yes. Well, as it happens, they're not exactly distant from one another.
All right. So if you are not from the United States, or maybe you are from the United States, but you're not really familiar with Kansas and Missouri, there are cities that neighbor one another, both called Kansas City. And one is in Missouri and one is in Kansas. And the Kansas and Missouri rivers sort of define the borders of these cities.
Yeah.
To some extent. Kansas City was what Google chose to extend the fiber to use as the test run for Google Fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And both Kansas City, Kansas and Kansas City, Missouri will get the Google Fiber in this initial run.
Mm-hmm.
The specific neighborhoods within these cities will be determined by how passionately the inhabitants want Google Fiber. They actually have to go in and register, put their zip code in, to try and petition, essentially, Google to run fiber out to that neighborhood, because running this fiber is going to be expensive. So Google wants to make sure that they can get the most bang for the buck by running the fiber out to the neighborhoods where people are saying, I'm going to be a subscriber. I want this service.
So what does Google call those groups of people?
They call these areas fiberhoods.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a name that has been met mostly with yeah, exactly. That's the reaction I've heard from almost all of my tech journalism buddies.
Actually, I imagine that most people go, that's really silly, but it's okay by me if Google will put 1 gigabit internet in my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to talk about that. You think about that. We're talking for the purposes of this exercise. We're talking about sort of the days before every home, and I use every loosely, is wired for telephone and every home is wired for electricity. I mean, that infrastructure is pretty robust now.
Yeah.
But Google is starting from scratch in a lot of this case. I mean, we talk about DSL, for example, or cable. That information, that internet service is coming in over copper. In the case of cable, it's, you know, copper cable or twisted pair copper in the case of phone based internet services.
Yeah, there's some fiber networks out there already, but they're the exception as opposed to the rule.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, fiber optics play a very important role in our telecommunications, but they're more backbone, if you will, than they are individually wired neighborhoods.
Yeah, there are very few true examples of fiber to the home.
Yes,
or
FTTH.
There are some, but it's not widespread.
Yeah, I mean, Verizon Fios up in the northeastern United States primarily, but they don't reach speeds like this.
No.
So, you know, this also sort of reminds me of Thunderbolt. Intel's technology, which was initially going to be called something different.
Lightpeak,
which, you know, was going to use fiber optic signals, transferring information by light rather than as an electronic signal over copper.
What's interesting is that first generation of Lightpeak and Thunderbolt wires happens to use copper.
Yes.
They have not made that transition to fiber optics in that line of products as of yet.
Yet. So this is, you know, not foreign brand new technology, but it is cutting edge for the way they're using it.
Yeah.
So they're having to do this all, you know, not by hand, but yeah, I mean, they're laying new networks.
Yeah. And it's expensive. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of construction that you have to worry about. You have
to get permits for all this stuff.
You have to schedule all this stuff so that you try and impact the neighborhoods as little as possible while you're trying to lay all this fiber optic cable.
Try not to hit all the other
lines.
Lines,
yeah,
gas
lines,
and electricity and water and
Yeah, there's just
a lot
of work. Yeah, it's a huge project. And so what Google has done is it's asked people to essentially petition Google to bring the fiberhood, to make their neighborhood a fiberhood.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to hit a certain threshold before Google will consider your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of different things that factor into that consideration. Where else Google will be building that network.
Mm-hmm.
So the closer your neighborhood is to an existing fiberhood, the better your chances are because it's an extension of something that's already there.
Mm-hmm.
If you are in an isolated neighborhood that really wants this, but all the surrounding neighborhoods around you don't really care, it makes it much more challenging for Google. Even if the passion is there within that one neighborhood, you have to figure out, well, we're going to be running cable there somehow, so this is a problem.
Yeah, you have to know who are the people in your fiberhood. The people that you meet while you're walking down the street. The people that you meet each day.
It's a beautiful day in the fiberhood.
Yeah, if you could talk them into to signing up with you, your chances improve significantly.
Yes. Now it's not a free service or anything.
No.
I mean, this is for one thing, in order for you to be in on the ground floor of this, there's a $300 fee which you pay so that that goes toward the construction fee that Google will have to pay.
Yes.
And then there's a monthly subscription fee. If you want that gigabit per second internet connection, it's $70, I believe.
Yeah, $70 if you want internet alone.
Each month.
Oh, wait. Did I say internet alone? Yes, believe it or not, this brand new service is, like many others here in the United States, you can bundle it with another service.
Yes.
And for Google, this new service is television.
Yeah.
If you decide you want the TV with it, you can add that too. Now, TV and internet is $120 a month,
mm-hmm.
which is competitive with a lot of other services in a lot of other cities, which I want to come back to later. But this is sort of an interesting thing too. They are including a DVR with this, mm-hmm. with 8 tuners, which means you can watch and or record 8 shows at one time,
mm-hmm.
Which is kind of a lot if you have only one screen, but you know, Yeah.
For every hour I watch, I record seven more. I'll never have the time to watch all the TV I want to watch. Kind of like YouTube, how, you know, 48, 62 hours, whatever, is added every minute. So therefore, there's way more video that is added every minute that you could ever possibly watch.
Yes, exactly. It can record, apparently these new DVRs can record up to 500 hours of high definition TV. Now, it is important to note that 1 gigabit of bandwidth can give you a whole lot of information.
Yes.
So high definition programming, streaming audio and video via internet, you should have no hiccups really with any of that. You should have clear signals as far as TV, as far as internet goes. Of course, your mileage may vary, you know, once this gets into practice. But those of us who use an online service for example, some of the streaming movie services,
mm-hmm.
You know, you might have hiccups depending on what kind of service you have, depending on the speed of your internet, in some cases, depending on the weather. You know, those things factor into our services, and for Google Fiber, it should be significantly less.
Yeah.
So they're offering a competitive product to the people of Kansas City, that offers them, I would argue, a premium product at a competitive price.
They also have offered to build free connections to a certain selection of public buildings in mm-hmm. both Kansas cities. The two cities got together and made up a list of public buildings that they thought should be connected to this, and Google is going to connect them for free as part of the whole deal of bringing this to the Kansas City area. So that's kind of cool too, that this gigabit per second connection is going to be a public utility in certain instances. Like, I would imagine, you know, if it's connected to certain colleges or libraries, that kind of stuff, that would be a huge benefit for anyone who uses those facilities.
Mm-hmm. And as an added incentive, the first subscribers are being offered a Google Nexus 7 tablet.
I have used said tablet. I actually have one in my bag right now. And that tablet can be used as even a controller for the TV, I believe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So then you have a big tablet remote control.
Running a business is no cakewalk. There is a ton to keep track of. Employees to keep happy, spending to control, travel to plan, and on top of it all, nobody knows exactly what the future holds. Your finance team always has to be ready to change. But with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is, experience. And you can finally say goodbye to the costly mistakes and risks that come from manual work and spreadsheets. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Now, your ideas don't have to wait. Now, they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Yep. So these are things that that make Google Fiber a really compelling story. And for the first few days, at least in the tech media, after they announced that they were going ahead and doing this, and could please people in Kansas City please speak up if they were interested, there was a lot of coverage. And since then, I've seen a lot of people saying, "Hey, well, you know, it ain't that great." The thing is,
a little sour grapes there.
I think it's interesting to talk about the benefits and detriments of it, or as one article I saw it put, pros and cons. You know, it's not the kind of thing. It's true. If you live in Seattle, Washington, which for those of you not familiar with American geography, that's pretty darn far away from Kansas City. It's not next door.
No.
So for them, Kansas City is not in their fiberhood. So the people who serve Seattle, Washington with internet service and TV service probably are not quaking in their boots at the prospect of Google walking in tomorrow and offering fiber service, but they should be thinking about it. I mean, Chattanooga, Tennessee, for example, has an option for if you are an internet subscriber in Chattanooga, you may qualify for their 1 gigabit internet service. Now, there is a hefty fee that goes along with it. It's more expensive, or at least was last time I checked, than what Google is offering. But that's being offered by a private company. And the people in Seattle are certainly not worried about them coming in tomorrow. But Google, on the other hand, has a bit more capital at its
Google's pockets are deep, y'all.
That's what I was going for. So this is a test for Google. And they have made it clear that it's a test. So the question is, which fiberhood outside the Kansas cities is going to be next?
And
what's going to happen?
Google's definitely shown an interest in this sort of thing before. And in fact, when they announced it back in March 2010, it was clear that this is kind of a pilot program. And
it could have been anywhere that really spoke up.
And if it works, then we can expect it to eventually roll out to other cities. And, you know, how Google chooses those cities is probably going to be a pretty complicated process, partly by how realistic is it to lay the infrastructure. Some cities, it may be way more difficult than others. Things like population density are going to matter because, of course, if everyone's all spread out, then that's a lot more work for a certain number of customers that you might be able to you might be able to find the same number in a much more condensed area in a different city, which could theoretically be easier to do. You don't have to lay as much cable or disrupt as much of the area.
Geography will also play a part.
Yep.
Mountainous areas are notoriously difficult to lay cable in, which is why so many people in the mountains use satellite television.
Yeah, there are a lot of factors that are going to go into play for this kind of a decision-making process. So that's if this program is a success and if Google can actually see it generate revenue.
Yeah.
Because it may turn out that Google really takes a look at this and says, you know, we're charging a fair price as far as the market is concerned.
Yeah.
But we're not getting enough return for this to be profitable. We're going to lose money on it. Does it make sense for us to support it? If that's the case, we may not see the fiber rollout anywhere else.
Yep. And in 2012, we've already seen Google shutter many projects.
Yeah.
That either duplicate other services, even though they had some unique qualities to them,
or just never really got any traction.
Yeah, exactly. And so Google is not as deep as its pockets are. Google is not going to just throw money at it if it's never going to produce any kind of return.
Yeah.
However, I think that this is going to make, and this is one of the very first things I thought when I saw that the, you know, the real plan for Google Fiber and the cost of what it was going to be for a subscriber and all these things. I thought, you know what? All these other companies, the big companies that offer internet access, telephone, and TV services to people, especially in the United States, because I can think of those companies off the top of my head. I'm familiar with them.
Yep.
They're going to have to reconsider what they offer. Mm-hmm. Because when a company the size of Google decides it wants to get into something like this and it's making this offer and it's on the table for the people of Kansas City and, well, Kansas City, the people who are offering those services in Kansas City right now are going, how are we going to compete with this?
Yeah.
And they're going to have to compete with that in other cities that Google wants to make that challenge in. So ultimately, this is going to bring a lower cost, well, I hope, is going to bring a lower cost offering that offers better quality services
for
the rest of us.
Yeah, competition is always a good thing.
Yes.
For the consumer, at least.
Well, usually.
Well, true competition always turns out to be good for the consumer.
Yeah.
Now, there are a lot of industries out there where there appears to be competition.
But isn't?
But there isn't really. Yeah, that's more like collusion than competition. But I'm not going to get into that.
You don't like price fixing?
only at 5-star restaurants. It's such an interesting project to me. I remember that I was like when the first announcement came out in March 2010. I remember thinking, I hope Atlanta really, really rallies to get this because I would love to have the ability to tap into that kind of broadband speed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, that's not how it turned out. And I'm still hopeful that perhaps Atlanta would be on not too far down the list of potential cities should Google decide to roll this out to larger areas or areas beyond the Kansas City area. You know, you think about that, about how that would affect everything you do online. I mean, mm-hmm. you would be able to download huge files in a heartbeat. But you'd also be able to do things like watch content streaming without too much difficulty. You could get it in high definition without worrying about buffering problems, things like that.
Running a business is no cakewalk. There is a ton to keep track of. Employees to keep happy, spending to control, travel to plan, and on top of it all, nobody knows exactly what the future holds. Your finance team always has to be ready to change. But with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is, experience. And you can finally say goodbye to the costly mistakes and risks that come from manual work and spreadsheets. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Now, your ideas don't have to wait. Now, they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
There's one other thing that's curious about this.
What's that?
We've talked about certain providers offering caps on bandwidth before, especially for smartphones. That's a big deal for smartphones, especially because, you use data over a network, any kind of network, and you're using up a portion of the traffic that that network can carry. For mobile networks, that's pretty taxing. But, they're also having that same problem with cable and telephone networks that are being used to deliver DSL and cable, wireless internet networks, WiMAX, for example. So a lot of providers offer a cap. You can download this amount of traffic per month, after which you will be cut off or you will be throttled, so it's slower or you'll have to pay extra.
Right.
Google Fiber, as of right now, maybe it's part of the test, but Google Fiber is not being capped as far as bandwidth is concerned.
It's also interesting to me that there are essentially three different approaches to what you can do with Google Fiber.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, if you go, they actually have a free internet option.
Mm-hmm.
And this is if you pay the $300 construction fee.
Yeah.
Then you would get free internet access for at least 7 years, but the speed would be 5 megabits per second. So 5 megabits per second download, 1 megabit per second upload. So you are throttled in the sense that you aren't going to get that super fast connection that people who are paying the full subscription are getting, but you are you're doing it for free once you pay that upfront cost of $300.
Yeah.
So for 7 years, I mean, that's pretty incredible. And Google even has it where they'll have a payment plan where you could do $25 a month for a year. And then, so you're paying $25 for 5 megabits per second download speeds, for 1 year. And then after that, for the next 6 years, you don't pay anything. That is a sweet, sweet deal for those of us who are used to those speeds but much higher prices.
Yes.
And then for the internet and TV internet deals, if you enter into a contract, they waive the $300 construction fee. So I believe with the internet deal, it's a one-year contract at $70 a month. And with the TV and internet, it's a 2-year contract at $120 a month. And in either of those, if you enter the contract, they waive that fee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't have to enter a contract from what I understand. And in that case, you would pay the fee up front plus the subscription.
Yeah.
So if you, for those of us who might have the extra money to be able to pay that, we might think, well, let me go ahead and, you know, Google's got a reputation of occasionally starting things that just don't work out, or the execution doesn't live up to the promise.
Yeah.
Maybe I want to be more careful about this and not lock myself down into a contract that I might regret later. So that's a good option for people who have that extra cash up front where they can pay that $300 fee. Essentially, they're thinking, well, this is my get out of jail free card. It's not free. It's $300, but it lets me get out of this if I think that it's not a great fit for what I need.
Right, right. Now, I'm interested to see where this goes. And I hope that it's a successful trial, even if Google Fiber doesn't come here specifically. Simply because I think it could, the business model, in addition to the product offering itself, could prove transformative for high-speed internet in the United States, at least. But then again, this is Google as a company of a size and reach that could change the way internet is used around the world. So it could very well have an effect over people on virtually every continent and the planet.
Yeah.
Possibly some other planets. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we talked about Mars not long ago.
That's true.
We can cover Mars with fiber. It's nothing there, but you can get data really quickly from one side of the planet to the other.
Does the Curiosity rover have an Ethernet jack?
That would be a weird thing to include on that. Be funny, but weird. I too am really curious to see how this turns out. And I definitely think that there are going to be some ramifications that will go beyond this Kansas City area, even if Google Fiber itself never extends beyond those neighborhoods. It at least is getting some pretty entrenched industries rethinking their approaches.
Yeah.
So that could end up being great news for us down the line here in the United States.
Definitely.
And then maybe, you know, who knows? If this becomes a wild success, then this could eventually extend to all different areas around the world, and Google could once more push itself further along the path to world domination.
That's true.
And then we will just await Google's ultimate and inevitable renaming to Skynet. All right. So do you have anything else to add about Google Fiber?
No, not really. But it people have been talking about how it is limited, and that includes some of the channels. Not, they don't have all the networks and everything yet.
Yeah, there's a lot of content issues that they have to sort out.
But it's early. That this is a trial. They're going to have to work this kind of thing out. And I think that it is very possible that these things will get sorted out as time goes on. But it's going to have a reach into other, I think it will affect television, the way television is delivered, the way phone is delivered, you know, as we switch over to more of a VOIP or voice over internet protocol solution. You know, it'll provide better quality voice calls, even if we want to do that, or video calls. So, there's a lot of this will affect a lot of people, I think, a lot more than you might think just by it being limited to Kansas City and Kansas City.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. So keep your eyes peeled, guys. And if we have any listeners in the Kansas City area that are actually going to be part of this, they are in a fiberhood and they're going to subscribe to this, let us know. Send us a message. Tell us what you think. Tell us what the experience is like so far. The first neighborhoods, I think, are getting hooked up in September 2012, which might not be too long after this podcast actually goes live. We're recording it in early August 2012, but of course, the episodes are recorded well ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone out there is a Google Fiber customer and they would like to share their experience with what it's been like, let us know. Especially if you want to make us turn green with envy and talk about how you wrote the response before we were able to ask the question, because that's just how fast your internet is.
It's not easy being green.
I guess not. All right, guys, that wraps it up for this episode. If you have any topics you would like us to tackle in future episodes of Tech Stuff, you can let us know in an email. Our address is techstuff@discovery.com, or send us a message on Facebook or Twitter. Our handle at both of those is TechStuffHSW, and Chris and I will talk to you again really soon.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.